Tanchmer Community Radio 107.9 this morning with Sam Hunt and speaking to Rambler coach and general manager Jeff LeBlanc this morning for Behind the Bench right before the Ramblers take the ice this evening. Jeff?
Hey Sam, how you doing?
Not too bad. So we play tonight, so there's really no time to waste on this week. We're getting things going pretty early.
Yeah, no, we got the a big game tonight against Pictou in Pictou. If I'm not mistaken, I think they won the last eight games in their barn, so it's not going to be an easy game tonight. They're still fighting for a playoff spot, so we expect a playoff-type game tonight, and then on to Saturday and Monday. Actually, a little different this week at home on Saturday night against the same Pictou team in a back-to-back, and then at home on Monday afternoon, a 2 o'clock game on the holiday against Truro, and that should be a good game too. I know we're a few points up on them in second place right now, so these games are important. We only got eight games left, and we want to go into the playoff on a high note. But at the same time, we haven't clinched a playoff spot yet, so a couple big wins this weekend would definitely do that.
Yeah, I was going to mention the schedule, but the fact that there's only a handful of games left in the season, it's almost a good thing to play maybe three games in just a few days to get us into a playoff atmosphere.
Yeah, I think, like I said, I think these are going to be playoff type games this weekend. Really, if I look at the schedule, there's no easy games anymore. You know, we only got eight games left. We got three against Truro and two against Pictou alone, and then South Shore. So those are six very important games, along with Edmundston and then Yarmouth. So obviously eight games left, they're all going to be tough, we know that, and we're looking forward to getting them going tonight, and looking forward to start talking about the playoffs. It's been a very quick season. I can't believe we only got eight games left, but usually when you win and you have success and things don't go terribly wrong, the season does go by pretty quick, and you know, we're sitting here at 29 wins after 42 games played. And two really overtime losses. So it's been a good year so far. We want to finish on a good note. You know, Matt Green skating again. So that's a good sign. We expect him back in a few weeks. So, you know, we got to get healthy for the playoffs. And right now we only got one guy out with injury. So it's good.
Now, what did you say? Two wins. Not that we want to jinx anything, but two wins to clinch the playoffs?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I think two more wins here clinches a playoff spot. We're quite a few points ahead on Truro right now for second place. You know, we want home ice advantage in the first round of the playoffs. We're only 4 points back of Yarmouth with the same amount of games played, and we still have one game to go against them. So we're going to need a little bit of help if we want to get first place, but at the same time, the only thing we can control is how we play you know, we got to win if we want to catch Yarmouth. So it's going to be a good weekend. Looking forward to it. A little disappointed that we didn't get to practice yesterday with the snowstorm, but we had a really good practice on Tuesday, and I think the boys will be ready tonight.
All right, sounds like a good plan. And this weekend will tell a lot of what the rest of the season is going to be like. So I look forward already to next week's talk, Jeff.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, bye bye.